Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. Hey, that Brooklyn Nets game that was not played yesterday has been rescheduled for today against the Timberwolves. That's actually an advantage for the Sixers tomorrow. It seemed like the Nets wouldn't have to play before that Sixers-Nets big game tomorrow, but the Nets will now play an afternoon game today against the T-Wolves, which will make for
awesome.
A short turnaround time for them tomorrow.
That's great.
That helps.
Sure does.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow and that Sixers game. That is the regular season game of the year.
I feel great about
it. It's a two-game swing for the standings because, of course, head-to-head matchup, but then also who wins the tiebreaker if they finish tied at the end of the year. That is as big a 76ers regular season game as they probably will have played in, I mean, it could be years. So we'll be all over that tomorrow, but wanted to pass along that the Nets play the T-Wolves this afternoon. That helps the Sixers
and
there.
And no James Harden,
yeah,
likely.
Right. Now, the Eagles thing. Look, I'm not trying to put your brain in a vice. Right? I'm not trying to do that. But what I am trying to do is, you know, get you to think in terms of what if Lurie was as involved in 2016 and 17? And what does that mean for now and moving forward? And what my basic leap is maybe it's not as bad as it seems. I mean, I know it seems bad, but if Lurie helped in 2016 and 2017, make of it what you will. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I read this article. It feels like a complete unmitigated disaster. But you know what? He probably was just as involved in 16 and 17. Let's go to the phones when they build it up. Ron and Monco's with us. Ron, you're on WIP.
Hey.
Hi.
John Ritchie, factoid. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. How did Led Zeppelin get their name? Now pretend you're Bryce Harper and I just threw you a big fat, because this is your wheelhouse. I just threw you a big fat fastball. You're Bryce Harper. How'd they get their name?
I don't know.
You do know. Think about it.
Well, he doesn't know. So how about the answer?
Okay, Keith. Back in the day, before they became the monstrous band. Okay, they played with the Who. Keith Moon. They were playing clubs, and Keith Moon said, "This thing is going to fly like a Led Zeppelin."
Wow.
That's how they got their name.
Nice.
Good little factor, right? Good factor of that there, Ron.
That's a good one.
Hey,
man.
Ron, I got to tell you something, man. I heard you call WIP this week, and I believe it was to Rob Ellis on Saturday or Sunday.
What about it?
And I thought it was the greatest Ron from Monco call I had ever heard. Let me be clear. Not the greatest call I had ever heard. The greatest Ron from Monco call.
Okay.
And I said to myself, why can't Ron make those kind of astute points when he calls our show?
Well, because I got a little guy in there that steps all over me.
All right. Well,
you
listen.
Know, what can I do? Don't talk
about Seltzer that way.
You limit me so badly. It's unbelievable.
Right, we're going to give you the floor. What do you make of this Lurie thing, Ron?
Well, here's what I'll tell you, okay? Here's what I'll tell you. First of all, you are making this a head banger, okay? This is simple. For 14 years, Big Red hid the warts in this franchise. He ran the show. No doubt about it, right? Is there any doubt about that?
There's no doubt Andy Reid ran the show.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so
him and Banner, just for what it's worth.
Stepping on me, Joe.
Well,
there you go.
Him and Banner was very involved. Go ahead.
Yes, he was, but that was a good combination you had there.
I agree.
Okay, you don't have that anymore. So, enter Chip Kelly, okay? Who do you think ran that? Chip Kelly ran that. He ran that whole show. Why do you think Helfrich got tossed to the closet?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think? Oh, and then you're saying, okay, he came in. You're thinking maybe he came in 16, 17. Okay, Lori, we're talking about. Well, I'm not going for that. I think he definitely got involved once these, you know, and his Harvard, you know, elitists came in. Let me ask you something. When's the last time Billy Beane won a World Series?
Good point. I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
That stuff don't work, man. Just look at John Ritchie. If John Ritchie played in that year, he never would have made an NFL team. Am I right or wrong?
What year are we talking?
We're talking about way back when you first got into the NFL. John, think about it. If you're going to go by analytics, John, you never would have played NFL football.
I don't know
why. You didn't fit. You, John, listen, you got in there on hard work and determination, okay? That's how you got in. That's why I admire you, John. I really do. You're an enigma, man. I mean, you're a Thanks. Guy that graduated from where'd you come from? You went to Michigan, then you went to Stanford.
Yeah.
You went to Stanford.
Hardworking guy here, Ron. This is John Ritchie.
And listen, he uses his head. And then he goes to the NFL and uses his head as a human battery ram.
I know. Ron, we got you. We love John. I mean, you know, it's, I don't have to turn it into the John Ritchie Love Fest. We got you. I mean, good Lord.
I tell you, yeah. The analytics thing, it is troubling. It in the light that we have not drafted well. If this is all about drafting and refilling out a roster that's completely depleted, it doesn't feel like we're poised to do well in that endeavor right now because we've done so poorly in recent years.
I get it.
Another thing from this article from 2013, again, written by Scheel, the question is brought up, what exactly do you do, Alec Hallaby?
Yep.
Alec Hallaby's answer, this is a quote, I'd say my core function is player evaluation. So that's a mix of traditional, whether you're watching tape, interviewing, that sort of thing, and analytics, the more data-driven end. A secondary function working on roster management, resource allocation, general football operations issues, working with Howie on those. And then third, working with coaches week to week, preparing for opponents or improving your processes. He said, the first thing he said, core function is player evaluation.
Right.
Well, I'd say that's our biggest problem. And they are, article that we read, the paranoia article,
right,
talked about how they've created a whole new emphasis
right
on this guy's department.
But it wasn't their biggest problem when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he was involved. Dude's got a Super Bowl ring, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that was a miraculous year.
Well, that's
and it all worked. It all worked, but that is the outlier.
Well, but there is something to be said for maybe 2020 is the outlier. I mean, look, they're both outliers. Eagles aren't normally 4-11-1. They don't normally win the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, they never done either before.
They never gone
4-11-1. They never won the Super Bowl.
I envision
they're both
this.
Outliers.
I envision the Eagles organization as a big RV heading down the road, you know, and right now, these last few years, you got a fender peeling off and falling off to the side of the road. You got a hubcap falling off. You got a wheel falling off in Doug Peterson. Got another wheel, Jim Schwartz. Like, yeah. We got one wheel left. We got no bumpers. We got no windshield. We're falling apart because of the way, not just the way we're evaluating players, but the way we're running the organization from within.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to react. James wants to react on the Led Zeppelin point, James.
Yeah, Ron got it wrong. Apparently, we had like three people call up. He was close. It was Keith Moon, but apparently Keith Moon said you're going to go down like a Led Zeppelin, which makes a lot more sense.
And what did Ron say?
He said you're going to go up like a Led Zeppelin.
Okay, well, it's close enough. I mean, it's the general heart of it's pretty much.
The point is Keith Moon saying you guys are going to fail as opposed to you guys are going to be awesome. So a little different.
Fair enough. Hey, we have a four-pack of passes to give away today to the Adventure Aquarium in Camden, New Jersey. Online reservations are required for all guests. Visit AdventureAquarium.com to reserve your visit today. Again, that's AdventureAquarium.com. You know, it was right around this time, about, I guess, close to 50 years ago, the Houston Astrodome opened up at the time, considered by sort of a distinction, branded, marketed as the eighth wonder of the world. It was certainly quite a ballpark. Now, there are, you know, lists of seven wonders of the world. Now, there's the ancient list, and then there's the more modern list. And what I'm wondering today here is a show, if we can, at 215-592-9494, come up with our own listing of wonders of the world and basically try to figure out what's the best. It's not on the two prominent lists, the ancient list or the modern list. Now, James Seltzer has the list in front of him right there. James, if you would please, sir, let's start with the ancient variety.
Okay, so this.
So I want everyone to know we're going to lay out 14 wonders of the world. Some don't exist anymore, some still do. And then all of these can't be said, but everything else in the world can be a winning answer here today. The key is come up with the best answer. James, what's on the two lists of wonders of the world?
All right, so the original list, the seven wonders of the ancient world, is the Great Pyramids of Giza.
Yep. Still around.
Colossus of Rhodes, Hanging Gardens in Babylon.
Yep.
Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus.
Woo!
How about that?
Okay.
Statue of Zeus at Olympia and the Temple of Artemis are the ancient wonders.
So is the pyramid the only one still existing?
Yes, and the pyramid is actually on both lists.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the more modern list of wonders of the world.
Okay, so the Great Pyramid of Giza is still there, and then the other six are the Great Wall of China.
Yep.
Petra in Jordan, which I have seen and is amazing. The Colosseum in Rome. The Chichen Itza in Yucatan, Mexico. Machu Picchu, of course, the undiscovered city in Peru.
Yep.
The Taj Mahal in India. And Christ the Redeemer, the statue in Rio de Janeiro.
All right. So you hear that list. Everything else is available for the taking. Curious today from John, from James, and everyone at 215-592-9494. In addition to all this conversation about luring the Eagles situation, what is a wonder of the world? It can be anything. Best answer by the end of the show, that person's winning the pass to Adventure Aquarium. John, when you think in terms of a wonder of the world,
yeah,
where are you going? What are you thinking?
One that I think you might have learned just recently, Easter Island. Do you remember Easter Island?
I remember it being said. I don't remember what it is.
Easter Island is amazing. There's 887 giant statues of rock on this island, and the heaviest one weighs 86 tons. So somehow these giant faces got carved and placed all over this island. It's the craziest thing ever.
Wow. Okay. Seltzer, a wonder of the world. Talk to me.
I'm going to save everyone who listens to this show this 5 seconds that you're about to hear. Hey, I got a Mount Rushmore answer for you. It's Mount Rushmore.
That's a good
one. We did it. Congratulations, guys.
That's good.
That's pretty cool. Mount Rushmore is a great one. Look, there's a lot of ways to go. It can be a what. I think it can be a who. I mean, I'll tell you this. I'll go back to we'd have to make a ruling whether we're taking dead people as an answer. I mean, I would say Albert Einstein, when he was alive, was absolutely a wonder of the world. That guy's brain was just on a different level.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else. I mean, that guy could – he could take concepts that had not yet been thought of and think of them. And he could do it in ways that seemed to just completely defy human capability. I would say Albert Einstein's brain.
And they were real.
And they were real.
He could prove them.
He was right. And he found a way to prove them.
Yeah.
So I would say Einstein is the wonder of the world. I'll give you one more. I'll go to nature and then to all the calls. I've been there. It's unbelievable. The Dead Sea, to me, is a wonder of the world. It is, I believe, the lowest point on Earth from a mile high, mile low kind of standpoint. I believe it's the lowest point on the Earth. And it is an impossibility for a person to drown in the Dead Sea unless they're held down underwater by someone else. Like, you float. You actually float. If you just go out in the water... Now, you're going to bounce around. Your face is going to splash in the water, and you're going to bounce back up. And your face is going to bounce in the water, and you're going to splash back up. There's so much salt in the Dead Sea, you actually can't drown unless someone just flat holds you beneath it. And I experienced that. It's an amazing thing, the Dead Sea.
Made you a good swimmer.
Tell you what, man. It made me not shave beforehand because they said don't shave.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It burns you. If you shave, It burns you.
Yeah, I had the same thing when I went.
Yeah, the girls are told, the women are told.
I mean, it's like all Saul. Like,
yeah, women are told, don't shave your legs. It flat out burns you. Yeah,
He is correct about this.
Little bit on my face, but other people were in more pain. All right, hit us up here, 215-592-9494. What is a wonder of the world? Also, all this Eagles conversation, Mad Mike and King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
So, I'll just give you my wonder real quick. So I can go on a rant. The Panama Canal.
It's a good one, man.
Well, yeah.
It saves 2 weeks of travel time instead of going around South America. You basically just said, hey, we're going to dig a hole and just let ships sail through these.
Listen, tremendous answer. Teddy Roosevelt initiative. There's like 6,000 people that died building it. It was either 600 or 6,000. It was an incredible amount of people died constructing the Panama Canal. It's a great answer right there.
So here's my thing, guys. With everything that's happened with the Eagles, you know, the lack of talent on the field, you know, and some people are, you know, more insightful, like they're more know what's going on, and reading articles like this about the team. Like, at this point, how can anybody that's not just a, you know, like show up on Sundays and watch the game? How can anybody root for this team, like, legitimately? After everything.
Well, hold on. You're not telling me you're not rooting for the Eagles, right?
No, I'm telling you I'm rooting against this
team. Oh, come on, Mike. Come on.
Front office. I'm rooting against. I'm so annoyed with everything and how much drama there is and how much they seem to, like, the owner meddles. The GM seems to be just some weasel that's just all about self-preservation. Like, there's nothing about this team that makes you want to root for them, and they have no talent. Like, it's just, you show up on Sunday, and I'm just annoyed with everything.
I think you take it too far, Mike.
You
I mean, listen,
what,
I don't
understand.
Work for me.
I understand the perspective that it's going to take massive failure to elicit change.
Yeah, it does, but it's just like with just articles like this every week. How do you deal with it? Like, how do you separate the two? Like, if the team plays badly, then I automatically think, oh, Howie Roseman, and then I think Jeffrey Lurie probably meddled in this. It's just, how do you separate it if you hear all this stuff? It's impossible.
Look, Mike, I mean, you're entitled to your position. I appreciate the call. It just does not resonate with me. I mean, there's never been anything that has come down the pike for me as a Philadelphia sports fan, and a lot has come down the pike. There's never been anything that has caused me to say, I'm not going to root for the Eagles. I'm not going to root for the Sixers. I'm not going to root for the Phils. I'm not going to root for the Flyers. I mean,
it does make them less rootable.
I mean, there's
like this new information that's coming out that there's an environment within the NovaCare complex where they're confiscating people's phones, you know, and going through them because of the paranoia of the GM. It's pretty broken.
Let me ask you a question, though, John.
It's not likable.
Let's just say WIP information starts getting out in the press. Behind the scenes stuff, interaction with this host, interaction with that person, thoughts on management, starts getting out in the press. And then let's say a month later it happens again. Let's say a week later it happens again. Let's say a month later it happens again and again and again and again. Don't you think WIP management would want to try to figure out who's spilling the beans?
Yeah, and I think that the way that you deal with that is you'd be honest and open. You'd try to create a culture where it's not just one-on-one meetings. Like, part of what we've learned about Howie Roseman is he wants everything to be one-on-one so he can control the narrative. It's taking this organization down the tubes. You can't be, it just feels to me like he is fostering an environment of dishonesty where he wants to be the guy in control and he'll do anything.
Yeah. Well, look, obviously people are unhappy.
They're
4-11-1. So naturally they're going to be unhappy. I mean, I'm sure everyone's looking around and saying, wow.
But it's gone beyond unhappy. It's gone beyond unhappy because people are checking out. People are departing.
Right, I agree with you
on
that.
And these are important people.
Yeah, they are. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, how concerned are you about Jeffrey Lurie's involvement in football operations with the Eagles. Three choices. A, very concerned. B, somewhat concerned. D, not at all. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Jamal right now in Northeast Philly. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you today?
Doing well, Jamal.
Good, buddy.
Hey, I just want to talk to you about Jeffrey Lurie and his, I guess, overstepping his boundaries would be the best way to say it. I don't feel he should be restricted, but I think he has to know a limitation. I look at an example of like Jack King Cook and Joe Gibbs.
Yep.
Jack King Cook would always be at Joe Gibbs' neck, and Joe would have to calm him down and tell him, yo, no, we're going to do it this way, and shut up and let me do it. And then he'll go out and win three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, and King Cook would be fine.
Yep. Jack King Cook would be up in the booth with, you know, 15, 25-year-old women around him.
Exactly. But as an owner, I'm not an Eagle fan, but I don't want it to get to a point where it's Jerry Jones and Jerry's making the decisions. Yep. And every year we're back in the same position. Like, they need a defensive lineman and something on defense. They're talking Kyle Pitts. I don't want it to get to that point for Eagle fans, because then it'll be just all hell to break loose. So that's my opinion on that. As far as a wonder of the world,
yep,
this may not win, but I'm going to say hieroglyphics. They've given us an explanation to everything that we see today.
Interesting answer. Jamal, appreciate the call, man. 215-592-9494. John, I just looked up. I had said it was either 6,000 or 600 people died at the Panama Canal. I looked it up. The exact number, deaths constructing the Panama Canal, 5,609 people.
Man.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it was incredibly deadly. 5,600 people died building the Panama Canal. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Elliot Shore Parks, of course, covering the Birds. What does he make of Lurie's involvement with the Eagles? It is, to me, a bit of a conundrum. Yeah, on the surface, a disaster. You dig beneath the surface and you say, well, he's probably been this involved the whole way since Chip left. And they did win the Super Bowl and make the playoffs 3 years in a row. And if Wentz hadn't gone completely south, and maybe if his knee hadn't gotten hurt and his back hadn't gotten hurt, they'd be in a lot better shape. What does Elliot make of it? We'll talk to him about it all next. Show to Cameron, John Rich on 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.